Do you want to know a secret? Do you? Do you promise not to tell? It's going to be our little secret. You can't say a word. Promise? Okay. Here's my secret. I'm in love with you. I am ridiculously in love with you. I'm so in love with you that it is ridiculous. And if I'm honest, it's not much of a secret. I think everyone knows because I can't stop talking about you. I am completely smitten. I'm so in love with you. It's embarrassing. It is. Oh, you have no idea. See, I take care to make sure you only see the cool me. The cool me. I'm cool. I am totally cool. I'm not cool, am I? But you don't know the half of it. Oh, it's bad. It's embarrassing. So, at work, I am scary. I am. I can be scary. People that aren't in love with me find me scary. Kind of. Well, the minions find me scary. I rule with an iron fist. And that was great until you, until I found myself thinking about your work and I got all blushy and giggly. And then you called because you have perfect timing. And suddenly I'm gushing on the phone and acting like a schoolgirl and the minions are looking on in shock. It was actually... The expressions on their faces was just, you have damaged my reputation. Because now they know I have a heart. But I'm trying hard to make them fear me. But you don't see that side of me. You don't see the scary boss. I can be scary. Well, I can't be scary to you because I'm in love with you. When I'm around you, I'm just all butterflies and sighing and longing gazes. I'm in love with you and everyone knows it because I don't even have to say a word sometimes. Apparently, the way I look at you speaks volumes. My brother. Do you remember the first time you met him? Well, you were saving the table and I was about to bring him over and I was scanning the restaurant trying to find you and I found you. And apparently, the way I looked at you was... teases me so much. It's ridiculous. Apparently, I light up. I'm in love with you, and it's not a secret. And everyone knows. And, you know, I used to be kind of private. No, that's a lie. I became really private because I know I've never really talked about them, but I know you know that I've had some really shitty relationships. I learned the hard way that wearing your heart on your sleeve can be really shitty sometimes. You can get hurt. People take advantage. And it got to the point where I started building walls. I became very private. I didn't let anyone know how I was feeling because I didn't want to take the risk. And then there was you. And all those walls just fell down. It was really shoddy workmanship. It was just appalling. It just crumbled. And all you had to do was smile at me. I didn't fall in love with you at first sight. I think it took about 3 minutes. I'm crazy about you. And I can't stop saying it. And part of me is utterly terrified by that, because what happens if something goes wrong? What happens if this goes wrong? And God, just saying that just fills me full of fear. I could try and protect my heart, try and hold back. I could. No, I couldn't. I know that this is a risk. I know that this could be a really, really bad idea. But I don't care, because I want to say it. I want you to know, I want you to be in no doubt that I'm stupid in love with you. I think you're amazing. Now, I'm not completely love-addled. I know that you are annoying. I know that you are stubborn. You are so stubborn. You're more stubborn than I am. Okay, that's not possible, but you are stubborn. You know how to provoke me. Sometimes you make me so angry. I'm just incandescent. It's like someone's waved an Oreo in my face and it's just poking me with it. It's just, you drink it. Yes, that was my annoyed honey sound effect. Shut up. You were so annoying. See, you're annoying and I'm smiling and that makes no sense. That's not logical. But this isn't logical. I don't want to hold back. I don't want to not build. I can't even word around you. The only words that I can say is that I love you. I adore you. I am smitten. I am bewitched. I am enthralled. I might have looked at a thesaurus because, I mean, I was just saying I love you, like, all the time. When you're asleep, I whisper it in your ear and, oh, you know about that. That's a bit worrying because I did that for a month before I told you. Wow. Wow. You know, you didn't have to tell me that you knew that, because that's kind of embarrassing. But it's embarrassing in that kind of blushy, wonderful way. Oh, I am a mess. I am a complete and utter mess. And it's all your fault. All your fault. This is all you. This is all me, but it's all you. I'm only like this with you. I've never been so in love with someone. And it's wonderful and it's embarrassing. And I've never been so happy. And I want you to know that. I want you to know just how happy you make me. I adore you. I adore every annoying aggravating, irritating, provoking, yes, thesaurus again, part of you. And I just want you to know that. I love you. Oh, you know that. Oh, I've mentioned it, have I? I thought I might. I'm so lucky to have you. No, I am. I'm the lucky one. No, I'm the lucky one. Are we really going to argue about we are as bad as each other? I love you. Oh, shut up. I love you. Do I love you more than tea? I love you? What? I don't look Dodge. What? I love you? I love you? I'm not avoiding the question. I'm avoiding the question. I love you. What? Yes. I love you more than tea. And biscuits. I love you more than anything. I love you. Actually, what kind of tea? Oh, okay, I'm joking. I love you. I know. But like I said, it's all your fault. All your fault.